from 176 to 148, so it's on 48, but you got to drive in a full kilometer from 176, and you're going west. So 176 to 48th Avenue, drive west for a full kilometer, and it's on your right. And like Gary said, you're going to see the antennas at that point.
Okay, sounds good, Reg. I will. I'll try and get out there tomorrow. See what I can do.
All right, great stuff. I will. Eric and I'll be there a little later in the day. I think you're going to end up at the Delta Club, so I doubt I'll see you. But we'll see you when we see you, and hope you have a good field day. VA7ZEV.
Okay, Reg, you and Erica as well. Yeah, it'll probably be after Delta, so we might see you. If not, you guys have a great field day as well. V7ZEV, V7VP, we'll be clear. Talk to you guys later.
Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Papa Lima.
Gary just closed the net, Ron, V7ZEV.
Papa Romeo, go ahead there.
Good evening, gentlemen. It's VA7CPL. I heard Gary in there, Reg, and then Paul. Good evening, everybody. Just coming back in into the lower mainland here. I'm in Abbotsford, heading back to Langley. Was on a vacation in Osoyoos. Just coming back in.
Roger that, Ron. Yeah, we just finished off with the check-in and then chat-net, but I'll pin you in anyway since you just got in there anyway, and I was just putting my paperwork away. Our topic tonight is what were you going to do or what you're doing for field day today, or tomorrow, sorry.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that was going to be the topic of discussion for tonight. Yeah, good question. Well, the Lara Langley Club, we're going to be set up tomorrow at the Aldergrove Park. It's called Bowl, but don't be caught by the word bowl. It's not a bowl. And we're going to be operating from there. So I'm not sure if the guys are staying overnight or not, but yeah, that's what we'll be doing.
Okay, well, roger that. I will be helping out there at the Surrey one. We're setting up shop down on 48, just off of 176. You might have heard from Reg's conversation with Paul there and all the rest of it. It's a really cool site. It's a radio control site. Sorry, the name escapes me right now, but it's really cool spot. I'm going to really enjoy being there. It actually is in the field.
Yes, good for you, excellent. All right, yeah, well, we'll be in the field as well, so yeah. Yeah, I did have a look at your setup from the website and stuff. It looks pretty cool, so I'm sure you guys will have a good day.
Well, roger that, Ron. I'll let you go. So this is Victor Echo 7 Golf, Papa Romeo here, and Victor Alpha 7, oh, Echo 7, sorry, Charlie Papa Lima. John, I lose my mind here. Have a great night.
You too there. Thanks for taking my late check-in there. And good night, Reg and Paul, 73.
Ron. Drive safe.
You and Johnny should get together for a beer somewhere. You're both in Abbotsford coming back from the interior.
Yeah, I was just thinking that myself. I was just a little ahead of them, passing through all that weather, and I saw one member pull somebody over, but that was it. Smooth sailing. Welcome back, Ron. Victor Echo 7, UFOM, do the thing.
All right, Johnny, yeah, good to hear from you. You guys have a great night. I'm in traffic here, 73.
I know you're in traffic, but I got to say, I don't think I've ever heard of anyone going for a vacation in Osoyoos before. Anyway, someone said he...
Hey, you don't know what you're missing, Reg. It's a beautiful place.
I was once driving to the U.S. and stopped there overnight thinking, yeah, I won't be back here again.
Was it the size or was it the heat? I know it can get too damn hot there.
You know, it was super hot. We're going back 20 years, Paul, but it was super hot. And possibly because of that, it was just spectacularly dry and ugly. Now, maybe the place looks nicer in spring when it's cooler or whatever, but when I was there, it just, didn't look nice. It's, but then I don't think Kamloops looks very nice either, so I'm in the right place. I'm in the Lower Mainland.
Yeah, well, a lot of the interior is, their landscape is brown. There's not much to it, but, I haven't been there for, maybe the same amount of time, probably about 20 years, but we used to take the RV up there every summer and stay up there for a week right on the lake, and, it was lots of fun.
You know, I remember crossing over into Washington, and they've got this huge red clay river valley, which, you know, it's not beautiful, but it's very, very different geography, I guess, or is that geography, geology, whatever, than it is in Canada. It's just across the border, but, man, things change fast. Anyway, those are many years ago. I don't think I'll be doing too many road trips in my remaining years, but we'll see.
It's good to get out there and see this beautiful province we live in. And, like you said, it's dry in a Soyuz. I believe a Soyuz has the only desert in Canada on the one side of the lake. It's considered a desert. So, anyways, hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. If not, have a good day. We'll talk to you later. 7-3, Reg.
Yeah, for sure. 7-3, VA7 City.
V7 VP.
The FIFA stuff in there, Red. Victor, can tell you from today, Mike.
You know, Johnny, I got to tell you something. Last week, or no, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, a little while ago, Erica was saying she's never been to the interior. And I said, yeah, okay, let's go to the interior, no problem. And so I priced out 10 days in the interior. And I think I might have told you this now that I think about it. Anyway, it was expensive as hell. But whatever, she's never been there, so I figured, okay, let's just do it. And then just for the hell of it, I went to Travelocity and priced out 10 days in Paris, including airfare, and it was about the same money.
Where did you go? Did you stay at like a vineyard and like an Airbnb on a lake with boats? Like, holy cow.
They were nice hotels, there's no question, but they weren't like, it wasn't all the Banff Springs, right? Like, it was just, they were reasonable hotels, it was nothing fancy, but, what do you say, we've priced ourselves pretty high here.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, now you're going to Paris next.
Yeah, I think that's what we'll do, actually. Anyway, safe travels, Johnny. Hope to see you on field day, and if not, we'll see you next week. VA7ZEV.
Roger. 7-3. Victor 7. You'll find me with Mike Clare.
Is there a net tonight? Victor Echo 7, November, India, Juliet.
There was one, Victor Echo 7, November, India, Juliet, but unfortunately it finished up, so you're a little bit late tonight. B7ZEV.
there's another one, VA7YUU.
Yeah, I thought it was at 9 p.m., then one at 10 p.m. Maybe I got that wrong. Is it 8 and then 10?
Yeah, 8 and 10 p.m.
It's been a while since I've been on VHF. I've been playing with DHF, so I haven't actually checked into a net in a few weeks now.
It's funny you say that. It's been quite the opposite for me. I've been busy on VHF and UHF because my HF at home is just completely not working right now.
Jason, what's the 10 p.m. net, V7ZE?
The TGIF.
Oh, right, I forgot about that one. Right, right. Okay, V7ZEV is clear.
What do you have for setup on your HF there, Jason?
Yeah, it is. It's an NFED half-wave antenna, and I kind of rearranged it like about a month ago, and I put a new balun, and it's the SWR has just been like 3-to-1 on every single band now, so that's why I've just been away from HF, and I've just been too lazy to fix it, honestly.
Do you not have a tuner?
No, that's a good idea. I should get a tuner. Well, I tried to make one at one point, but it did work, but it's just not finished. And, yeah, I should definitely look into a tuner.
Oh, definitely. It's it'll be your best friend. What radio are you running?
It's an IC706. It's, yeah, it's not the best radio, but it gets the work. It gets the job done.
I think I remember when you picked that up. That was, like, what, last year or just recently, right?
Let's see. I think I got that about March or February. I think I got it around then. Yeah, I got it on Marketplace for $400 U.S. I was told after the fact that's apparently not a very good deal, but I think it is. And, yeah, I bought it from some guy who took it off his boat.
Did you order it or did you buy it off a guy? I thought maybe it was somebody else. I was going to buy one off a guy. I think he was in Port Coquitlam or something like that. And then somebody else grabbed it up. Maybe I'm mistaken with someone else.
Yeah, I certainly didn't buy it here. I bought it in Bellingham, actually. So, yeah, I did buy it. I did go meet the guy, though.
Okay, okay. Yeah, it must have been somebody else. So you got the 706. What was that work out to in Canadian? About 600?
Oh, I don't quite remember. I think it was like 550, the exchange rate at the time.
There's nothing wrong with that price. That's not bad at all, actually. Yeah, I usually see those radios going for about $600, $650.
Yeah, I remember I heard from, was at the Maple Ridge swap meet, and I heard someone was selling an IC706 there, but I already bought the radio at that time, and I didn't see it, but apparently the price was really good on it, so I don't know, maybe I should have looked into that one.
Yeah, I did see that one at the swap meet as well, but someone had already bought it before I could get my hands on it. Yeah, I know that radio, that's a good radio. There's nothing wrong with that radio. A friend of mine has the same radio. He's got it in his little go bag thing where he has a box set up with all his batteries and whatnot. I really liked that radio, but apparently the screens go out on him sometimes, so he scared me out from buying it from a guy in Poco, but I kind of wish I bought it.
Yeah, I think I think it is a good idea. Yeah, the screen on mine is perfect, actually, so there's no problems there. But there, I did hear about the screen going bad, but I then heard that the ICOM repair center is located right here in Delta, I think it's in. So if you ever need repair on your radio, it's very close. So that's why I actually got it.
Yeah, that's right, Delta there, yeah. I actually got the ICOM as well. I just picked up the 705.
Ooh, if I remember, the 705, the model number is very close, but that's a very different radio. That's the, like, very new one with the screen and all software, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's got the waterfall display. It looks pretty much like the ICOM. What is it, a 7300 or something or other? But that's the HF version. This one's a shack in a box, so it does everything. But the only downside is with a power supply, it runs